You want property tax relief? Well, the Texas House wants fireworks on Diwali. It's Friday, March 24th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, well, we've almost, but not quite, made it to the weekend. Thanks for ending your week here with the Texas Minute. Democrats seem to be using a lawsuit against a Trump-supporting New Braunfels couple as a way to undermine the First Amendment. We'll get to that, but first. Well, we're more than halfway into the legislative session, and the Texas House will finally hold floor debate and votes on actual legislation this coming Tuesday. That will be the 78th day of the 140-day legislative session. But none of what they'll be considering are priorities of either the Republican Party of Texas or Governor Greg Abbott. First up on their calendar, House members will debate a measure removing the phrase mentally retarded from state law and replacing it with severe intellectual disability. Next up for them will be legislation exempting tampons, diapers, and other similar products from the sales tax. Lawmakers will then consider legislation dealing with the packaging and branding of Texas honey. They'll round out their first day of business with legislation allowing fireworks sales on the Hindu holiday of Diwali. Who has time to cut property taxes or protect children from sexual predators? The Texas House wants to better regulate honey. That sound you hear coming from Austin isn't the buzzing of bees, it's the clock counting down on the legislative session. While concerns continue to mount that the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok is spying on Americans, the Texas House State Affairs Committee heard testimony on a measure that would prevent the app from operating in the Lone Star State. Republican State Representative Jared Patterson of Frisco wants to ban social media platforms that originate from China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia. His measure bans social media platforms owned by foreign governments and platforms where these particular governments own a majority of stock. Last year, Governor Greg Abbott directed all state agencies to ban TikTok from state-issued devices and agency internet networks. This order led to several public universities prohibiting students from accessing TikTok while connected to campus internet services. Patterson's legislation was left pending in the State Affairs Committee. It's uncertain when or even if the committee will schedule it for an additional hearing or consideration. Now, speaking of Representative Patterson, in addition to the long hearing on banning TikTok, his legislation to keep sexually explicit books out of school libraries also drew intense interest at a public education committee hearing. You can find out more about that hearing at texasscorecard.com. A Texas couple was sued by Democrats for participating in a 2020 Trump train. Back in October 2020, New Braunfels residents Joy Lynn and Robert Messeros joined a group showing support for President Donald Trump's re-election by trailing a Biden campaign bus as it traveled through Central Texas. Their vehicles were decorated with Trump re-election signs and flags. In July 2021, four Democrats involved in Biden's presidential campaign sued the Messeroses and several other Trump supporters in federal court alleging civil rights violations. The Democrats claimed the Messeroses violated a federal law that guards against interference with the right to vote. Remember, they were all in vehicles driving on an interstate. Now, this couple is asking the federal judge to dismiss the case as an anti-First Amendment attack on political free speech. The Messeroses' lawyer, Jared Navarre, says this is an egregious abuse of the judicial system. He says if the Democrats' lawsuit is allowed to proceed, it would upend long-settled First Amendment law and chill political speech. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Committees in the Texas Senate and House are considering different ways to ensure local prosecutors are enforcing state law. In the Senate, Republican Joan Huffman of Houston has proposed legislation that would make it illegal for prosecuting attorneys to limit or prohibit the enforcement of any criminal offense, whether they're doing that by adopting and enforcing an office policy or simply by demonstrating a pattern or practice through their prosecutorial discretion. In the House, Republican Jeff Leach of Plano wants to reconstitute a long-defunct Prosecuting Attorneys Coordinating Council. He says this entity would have the singular purpose of investigating complaints alleging incompetence or misconduct by elected prosecutors. His council would gather complaints and determine what steps to take, if any. Members of the council would be appointed by the governor, lieutenant governor, speaker, and the Texas Supreme Court. For whatever it's worth, the left-wing American Civil Liberties Union opposes both measures, which tells me Leach and Huffman are onto something. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltzens, Katie Marshall, Aaron Anderson, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.